What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to my podcast. I am the Trembling EMT, and this is my Parkinson's journey. All right, folks. As always, thank you for listening. Welcome back. Today, we're going to interview a gentleman that I met at the Polka for Parkinson's event back in April. He's a fellow Parkinson's warrior, and it's a pretty good interview. I'm going to... No spoiler, but it's a cliffhanger. Stay tuned. All right. So, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself. You have Parkinson's.
My name is Joe Presenti. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here, Eric. I really appreciate you having me on your show. But it's I'm 53 years old. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 10 years ago when I was 43.
Okay. And how did that come about? Like, what were your symptoms?
I was pretty healthy pretty much my whole life. Played college football a little bit professionally. But as I got into my late 30s, early 40s, I was experiencing quite a bit of stiffness, like unusual stiffness, where I was freezing. I was having a tough time turning my neck either way. And if I did turn to look away, right or left, I'd have to turn my whole body. And a girl came into my office at the time I was doing tax work. A girl I had since high school, and she thought I had a stroke. So it kind of blew me away. She hadn't seen me in about 20 years. So I actually went and started getting checked by doctors. And I went to an orthopedic guy first, and he said, my issues aren't dealing with stiffness, don't deal with football or anything else. And he sent me to a neurologist, and they put me on the carbidopa levodopa, and I reacted real well to it. And then it's when they told me I had Parkinson's, kind of blew me away.
Wow. What was your progression? Like, where did it, you said it started in your neck, and then?
Yeah, I don't have the tremors like most people think everybody has tremors. I think tremors are only in like 30% of the people that have Parkinson's. But what happened was, it sort of, as I look back now, prior to being diagnosed, I lost partial smell and a little bit of tasting. And then the stiffness really is bad on my left side. My right side is still okay. I'm starting to get more stiffness in there now. But my left side is the real, where you see the progression, where my dexterity in my hands when I'm in an off period isn't good. And also, I get a lot of pains in my feet and my lower calves, and when I'm in and off. I mean, I know when I'm going off, everything starts shutting down.
Now, are you right? You're right hand dominant or left hand dominant?
I'm right hand dominant. Thankfully.
Thankfully. Now, an important thing that you mentioned, your off period. Can you explain that? Because, like myself, I don't have an on and off period. I'm pretty steady with my medication. What do you mean by off?
There's different kinds of off. What I've been learning over the last 2 years is a lot of the issues with Parkinson's, they're starting to see revolves around the stomach with gut issues, digestive issues, constipation. And so what's happening is my carbidopa levodopa pills that it's been sitting in my stomach. And like, especially in the mornings when I get up, I need to get going because I'm still working and I have 4 kids and my wife. I want to get things moving.
Yeah.
My pills don't kick in for about 45 minutes. So the problem is, so I drop into this off, meaning that my symptoms are much more difficult to deal with. I get stiffer. And by the time my pill kicks in, it's an hour later and it's real difficult. And then, so that's one off. Your pill takes a long time to kick in. And there's other times where my pill's working fairly well, and I go try to exercise or mow the lawn or something, or I'm exerting myself, the pill wears off quicker than it should. And then I'm waiting another hour and a half to take another pill. And then I get into a deep off. And when I get into a deep off, apathy sets in, depression sets in, and I can't move real well. So it's a real pain in the neck, especially if I'm, you know, out somewhere by myself and I got to wait to take another pill. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I've had that experience when I've missed my medication and not realized afterwards. And you have to sit there and wait for it to kick in. And it can be, like you said, 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes more, depending on the severity of the symptoms.
And I've had some dose failures, too, where I forgot to take the pill like you said you did, and I go and eat something, and I eat something maybe high in protein, like a steak or something, or eggs, and then the pill really doesn't work at all because the protein seems to get into my blood system before the pill does.
Oh, man.
So then you're like a dose factor, and then you're really screwed up.
Yeah, that I didn't even think about that because I take mine that night right before bed, and like I've woken up in the middle of the night going, oh man, I forgot, like with the tremors and the spasms, and then when I take it, it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Wait an hour or so to, and it's time for me to get up again, so I get no sleep.
Yeah, and you know, having no sleep makes the symptoms way worse.
Oh my God, it's yeah, and it's a cycle because the no sleep makes the symptoms worse, but part of the condition is you don't get enough sleep.
Exactly. And sleeping, even if you do get some sleep, it's difficult to turn over or to get on over to your back to get out of bed if you have to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's like you're locked into your bed. Like
yeah. I've sat there going, okay, can I wait till I have to really get up? Because if I get up now, it's just going to... And then it's like, do you want to get up? Because then if you wait too long, then when you really have to get up, you're not going to be able to get up in time.
It's you're right on. I mean, I deal with the same thing you're dealing with. It's crazy. And every night's different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, yeah. You can't plan for, like, you know, you can't say, well, normally middle of the night I get stiff now because it could be that could be some other symptom flares up that night. You know, it's just crazy. It's really hard to judge your symptoms because they're changing on a every hour basis.
Oh my God, that is so true. And it's funny because you said before, you said that looking back, your symptoms started a lot sooner. I was just talking about that in my last episode. Like sometimes I feel like I was born with Parkinson's, and it's just everyone, like my doctors are finding out now because I went to my last visit and some of the, like she was doing like the, any new symptoms? Are you having sleep problems? This and that. And everything she mentioned, I've had it for years. And cause I just got diagnosed last year, but my symptoms have been around long before that.
Well, funny you say that. When I was in college, when I was always with my buddy, now my buddy's a really hospitable guy, very friendly. Well, we'd go out to, you know, pick up girls or whatever. They'd always think, you know, why is he so serious? And I always wonder, I like think back since I've been diagnosed, and maybe I wasn't smiling because I was getting like frozen and didn't even know it back then. And when I told him that, I said, that's a symptom of Parkinson's. It blew him away because he said, we used to get that all the time. What's your buddy mad about? What's he so serious about? And I'm wondering if my face is locked up. I mean, I could have probably dated more girls if I didn't have Parkinson's symptoms.
So that is very true. But it also kept you out of trouble, too. So
yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I found other ways to get in trouble. But.
That is true. Now, you said you were on the carbidopa-levodopa. You've been on that since your diagnosis?
I'm on Rytary, which is the extended release.
Okay.
I was originally on Sinmet, but since I was getting a lot of dyskinesia because it was too much at one time. So my doctor switched me to Rytary, which is a slower release, and it seems to be working pretty good. I don't get the immediate reaction to it. But it takes, I get it over time, so it reduced the dyskinesia to pretty much very little, and that's helped me.
Yeah, that's the dyskinesia is what I get when I don't take my medication, and that's not fun.
Yeah, that's a workout in itself.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is a good way to put it, because, man, and I get them in the middle of the night, and it's just like I'm exhausted for the rest of the day.
I know, it's crazy. It's I mean, there's so many different angles of this disease that, I mean, you talk to somebody like we're talking, everybody has issues, but they're all different than what we have. I mean, they say Parkinson's is like a snowflake. There's no, or a fingerprint. Nobody has the same one.
Yeah. Who's the person that says, if you met one person with Parkinson's, you've met one person with Parkinson's.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, just to get people the awareness, just to see that it's not a cookie cutter disease. It's just everyone has their own ailments and symptoms. They just happen. They manifest different.
Yeah, but I mean, we all have the same struggles. Though we got to air our dirty laundry, you know, from the the difficulties getting dressed in the morning. I mean, stuff that we took for granted. I mean, you really got to think the walk sometimes.
Oh, my God. That I'm glad you said that, because, like, even eating, like, I've been having trouble not eating per se, but just taking food off my plate and putting it in my mouth. And it's something that I literally took for granted, because the occupational therapist mentioned about turning my hand, and I'm like, I don't need to turn my hand. You just, like, it's just one motion. But then I had to think about it, and I'm like, no, I do turn my hand.
Yeah, I laugh. I always tell everybody I'm still on dinner and everybody else is on dessert.
That's right. I just start before them. I'm like, give me my plate first. Let them have their appetizers, and they'll catch up to me.
Exactly. I mean, but you can't, like, if I go into an off, I mean, I can't cut steak, and then I can't eat a big piece because, you know, swallowing becomes difficult. So I order according to how I feel, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm by myself, like in a bar having a drink or something, I won't order something that's difficult, like a hamburger to pick up. I'll order something like a salad, which is a little more easy to handle. I mean, it's crazy. And the funny thing is, I'm not losing any weight. So I'm
You know what? You took the question right out of my mouth, because I was like, are you at least losing weight? But no.
No, I'm the same way. So that's probably because my metabolism is slowing down, too.
That is true. And they were in that whole gut thing. I have to, the moderator at my group's support group has been talking about it, how, like, there's just a lot of things coming out to show that, wondering if it's, like, the Parkinson's might be gut-related, but everyone that has Parkinson's has a different, makeup, their stomach issue, their stomach liner, the bacteria in the stomach is different compared to people without Parkinson's.
Absolutely. That's what I've been hearing all the seminars and symposiums I've been at. The stomach's really somewhere where they're targeting now, and they're finding out that the issues in the stomach are directly related to Parkinson's.
Yeah, because the whole constipation issue, I've had that for years. Like, I've been on fiber pills, I've, like, had a high fiber diet, and it's never ending. And now, looking back, I'm like, well, that's because of the Parkinson's. Not
exactly.
Not that my diet was any good, but when I still had the issues.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, tell me, you're on another medication too.
Yeah, it's funny. My doctor, I've been seeing him for 6 years. He's a great doctor out of Philadelphia. But I never knew, we talked about the off earlier. I never knew what an off was.
Well, yeah.
My wife went in and started asking questions about 3-4 years ago, and saying that, you know, he can't tie his shoes in the morning. It takes him an hour and a half to get dressed. He's difficult speaking. He mumbles. And she said all these things. And he goes, well, what's your experience? And it sounds like it's an off. And he goes, how many offs do you get a day? And I say, it could happen 2 or 3 times a day. He goes, well, he introduces this medicine called Apokyn. And it's been a game changer for me, changed my life.
Yep, that's the cliffhanger. Tune back next week so you can hear him talk about Apokyn. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey. And as always, I am your host, the Trembling EMT. Stay strong, keep moving forward.